Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, Matt Dyson crunkles a bag.
Pack it as you would normally, just grab the top, rip it apart.
But there's always that one piece of plastic that kind of straddles the two sides. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it is time to give you a chance to win a Wickes gift card. Because you know what matters to us? Not only real music, but your garden and outdoor space. So if you want to start your next garden project, Wickes, they have you covered. You can find all the essentials to refresh that space, from compost to garden sleepers.
Garden sleepers.
To fencing and decking. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality at wickes.co.uk. So to win the gift card, once again, we're going to play Put It in the Garden. Matt, how does this work?
Well, we bring one lucky listener to air and ask them five questions worth £50 each. For every answer given, they then need to put it in the garden. So an example from last week, a US Christian rock act who had a hit with Kiss Me, Sixpence None the Richer, put it in the garden.
That went well.
Sixpence, none the richer. That's the way it works, Dave.
Thank you, Matt.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, I've got your chance to win a Wickes gift card worth £250 as we play our game, Put It in the Garden. So we've decided it's going to work like this. I'm going to give you a question, you give me the answer, then you have to put it in the garden. Basically, we need a garden-themed pun from you as well as the correct answer. Do all three, get the gift card. And playing this morning on line one, we have Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Patrick is in Worthing. He loves a little bit of the main station, and we love you for that fact, Patrick. Are you ready to play Put It in the Garden?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Internet meme Salt Bae is famous for garnishing which dish? Argentinian...
steak.
Steak. Put it in the garden.
Would that be a rake?
Argentinian rake is correct. Yeah. One down, two to go. What is the name of Lynyrd Skynyrd's famous anthem, Sweet What Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama?
Put it in the garden.
Would that be Sweet Gnome Alabama?
Yes, it's good indeed. It's good. And finally, for the gift card, complete the name of this popular song by the Pretenders. What in pocket?
That would be brass, wouldn't it?
Brass in pocket. Put it in the garden.
I'm going to safely say grass.
Grass in pocket is... Patrick.
Easy.
You've absolutely nailed it.
Right.
Well done.
Really
we'll send you the Wickes gift card. Thank you for tuning in on the main station.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's the big thing on socials? You were crunkling a packet.
Here it is again.
Is crunkling a word? It is now.
It is now. It's being me crunkling it here.
Yeah, what are you crunkling?
Well,
what's your crunkle juice?
It's the big food hack of the week. And it's blowing people's minds.
I can't believe what you're about
socials.
To say.
Well, I think we've probably all seen it.
We all
now.
Shared this. Almost simultaneously on the WhatsApp group with like a, what?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, kids and grown-ups love it, so how on earth did you not know? It's the tagline
for this. Beautiful.
So I've spent my whole life opening Haribo like a crisp packet, as you would normally, just grab the top, rip it apart.
But there's always that one piece of plastic that kind of straddles the two sides.
Yeah, it never really works well. But then if you turn the bag over, you'll see on the back, there's the, you know, the
if
little,
you've got a bag of Haribo with you right now.
The little hole where you can
what
put
are you
it
doing?
On.
It's 9 minutes past seven in the morning. Have toast.
The little hole where it looks like a tiny guy with his arms out, that you, where you put it onto the railing thing, the shop put it hanging on the little railing. Not a railing, no. Whatever that is called.
Rack.
The, rack.
Display
thank
rack.
You,
thank
you.
Mm.
They like
hang
the
on
HMV
the rack.
Poster rack.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. That's how I look for sweets, yeah. On the back of that, you peel back the man with his arms outstretched. I mean, are we going to try it now?
Well, because, like, we've all got a bag of Haribo.
We always do.
What was quite strange about this, Anna really was insistent she got a specific bag, which is the Star Mix for you, is it?
I just really like the Super Mix.
Super Mix.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. I've got Golden Bears. Natch. Glenn, what have you gone for?
I've got Tangfastics.
Yes.
Matt?
Star Mix.
All right, well, a bit more enthusiasm, please. I was trying to build something up there.
Well, yeah.
Because basically, if I don't make, if I don't give this pizzazz, we're just four grown-ups opening a bag of sweets on the radio. So I'm going to need to roll this in glitter. Yeah.
And be grateful it was either this already salted, so you've done well. Yeah.
So you grab the seal bit and then you just pull it straight back in a line.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, and it works so well.
That is that. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
It that almost comes brilliant. Up in the shape of a bottle. And then, if you don't eat the whole pack, you can
I will eat the whole pack. I will definitely eat the whole pack.
Wrap it round and seal it up again.
Yeah, so it acts as a kind of... So then you roll the pack, and then you can put it back round.
It seals because the arms outstretched can fit back into the tag and then close it up.
No, but it hasn't worked for me. But opening it worked. It felt like opening a crisp packet at a pub.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, to share
and
with the group.
It's so hard to rip them apart, isn't it? And like they should do this with all crisp packets now.
If you're going to the pub tonight, try that. Mix it up a bit. Bring some Haribo and just put them in the middle of the table and see how everyone reacts.
Yeah.
I've already eaten six. What about you?
So, no one knew about this, basically, and they've never advertised it for some reason.
Well, I'd like to dedicate to the duration of the next song, which is 3 minutes and 20 seconds, to ask you to be honest. Have you been opening Haribo wrong your whole life? Are you one of the people claiming to already have known about this? There were lots of comments saying, like, I've always opened my Haribo like that. You liars.
Yeah. I used to date the bear. And,
whatever.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I thought that little anchor bit at the back of the pack of Haribo was just to make it easier for shops to hang them on the shelf. This has blown my mind, says Helena.
Well, it's dual purpose. Yes, dual purpose. Amazing.
Dave, no word of a lie. I've been opening Haribo like this my whole life. It always drives me mad to see people opening it the pedestrian way, says Jenny.
They do exist.
Lewis and Johnny on the way to work. Now we have never known Haribos. This is an absolute game changer. They're off to buy some immediately. Today, my life changed for the better. I will never look back, says Sam. Why did I not know this? I've eaten untold bags of H-Bo my entire life, and you're only just telling me now. No, I did not know this, Dave, but you've just made me feel a bit less ashamed of polishing off a bag of jelly beans in the car on the way to work. That's from Brad in Sheffield. Go for it, Brad. We all need those little peps in our steps from time to time, don't we?
Every now and again.
I'm just saying that because I literally have eaten half the bag we opened 3 minutes, 20 seconds ago.
How classy opening, though. It's like you're unzipping it, like a dress.
Yeah, it's like a...
Can you unzip me, please?
Yeah, it's like a suit bag, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's become...
We've made it a real event, haven't we? It's like, no, I'm not just eating Haribo, I'm off to the Oscars. Yeah. I'm 57, and I have never known the Haribo hack. Says Rob from Colchester, using three red, really angry emojis. And the worst thing is, Rob's been eating them for 50 years, so half a century. He's actually been tearing the little tag bit off with his teeth.
Oh, no.
Because it annoys him.
Oh, like a ketchup sachet.
Yeah. So it's a bit like tearing the zip off your dress.
Yeah.
So you can never Rob's never taken his dress off. That's what we're learning here. Thank you, everybody, for being so open and honest. We hope we've improved your lives for the better.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is hell-bent on getting you into this year's Isle of Wight Festival. We have two weekend camping tickets to give away as we once again talk to our friend, the Ferryman. Good morning, Ferryman.
Arr, up spirits, Dave. I've just had my rations of Haribo. I'm all good, thank you.
How do you open your packet of Haribo,
I've
Ferryman?
Always done it in that way. I knew about the hack since I was a wee nipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like opening a little tin of salmon or something like that, right?
That's right, like the key on a tin of salmon.
Yeah.
Oh, I likes it fresh out of the sea.
Yeah. So what are we doing next, Ferryman?
Well, as you know, I've been ferrying all the big names from the Isle of Wight Festival since back in 68. I am a friend of the stars, but you know me, confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service. I'll drop you a few hints as to who's on board. It'll be someone who's on the lineup for this year's festival, but I won't tell you exactly who it is. If you correctly identify who I'm shipping over them there seas, the tickets are them there yours. It's as simple as that, my luscious landlubber.
Thank you very much indeed, the Ferryman.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
10 Weeks of Tickets would like you to be at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. And so we have the ferryman amongst us. And on line one, we have Robbie. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, ferryman.
Morning, Robbie.
Morning, Robbie. Welcome along to the show. It's great having you on board. So the ferryman is going to give out some clues. Remember, confidentiality is key. Can you work out who from this year's Isle of Wight lineup is on his ferry? Ferryman, the floor is yours.
Right then, all aboard. We've got Deckhand Anna on board.
Aye,
right.
Aye.
She is. There she blows. Yeah. What have I done to deserve this, eh? Okay, let's... Still going. Let's set sail, shall we? Let's go west. Let's leave suburbia behind.
Oh, I don't know.
And head for the West End, girls.
Yeah, got it, yeah.
And boys, you'll probably go to the East End of the ferry, the island. Now, beautiful seas are in my blood. I was born a seafaring captain, never far from the lapping waves. Oh, the beautiful sea, it's always on my mind. Make sure you're sitting down at the back. You must respect the sea. She's an untamed beast. It's a sin.
Not to me.
to stand up when she's a choppy. Okay, here we are. That's my last shift of the day. I'm heading back to land now. Got an appointment at the pet shop. Boys. I'm gathering that. That's the lowest one for me. But I remember, confidentiality is key.
It's not so though, confidential.
It is part of the service.
Are you sure you understand what confidentiality means, Ferryman?
They've got their bank details as well. Is that you're going to read out?
It's very vague. There'll be no jigsaw identification from this.
Right. Okay. Robbie, any idea who it could be?
It couldn't be the pet shop boys.
I think it could be the pet shop boys. Is it Ferryman? Yes,
indeed.
It is. Well done, Robbie. You're off to the Isle of Wight Festival. Congratulations.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
30 minutes time, we've got your chance to win £1,500 thanks to Bad Boys. Ride or Die out in cinemas now. And as a little nod to all things Bad Boys, Matt and I were tasked with creating some online content for you all to enjoy across the socials, which is exactly what we did.
Yes.
We told you, Taylor, this a couple of weeks ago. This is where we were walking through smoke generated by a smoke machine, and inexplicably coming towards us out of the smoke for no reason whatsoever was Rag and Bone Man.
Yes.
So that was what we were filming. Now, you can see that on our socials. Matt, what's your Instagram?
Mr. Matt Dyson.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Dave_Berry_Insta. It's going to be there soon for you to enjoy. But basically, whilst creating the, I'm going to say art, whilst creating the art, we caused quite a mess in our new building.
Yes.
Because there's a bit where I have to drain a tea bag off in an Absolute Radio mug and then launch the tea bag over my shoulder, which the director, Joe, cleverly cut so it landed straight into the food waste bin, which was perfect. Mm. But in real life, it just meant take after take after take of me just lobbing a wet tea bag at our new white walls in the Grazia office. So that's a permanent stay. They said that we'd make a mark in our new building. And I've already done that.
Yeah.
Matt Dyson, you crumpled a load of chocolate fingers into the carpet.
Yeah,
that's
there
forever
lots
now.
Of crumbs that were trodden into that carpet during the film. Yeah, at one point I seemed to fly during the film as well, which is amazing. I don't know how I did that.
Well, it's quite the thing to see. As I say, it'll be on our socials real soon. But we're asking, because we've caused a bit of damage to our workplace, what about you guys out there? Matt in Cumbria, morning everyone. I was carrying sheets of flooring into a bathroom and I was having to step on the joists to make my way across the room. I misstepped and ended up, this is proper Frank Spencer stuff, he did all his own stunts by the way, I don't feel that, with one leg either side of the joist going straight through into the kitchen below. I mean, my goodness me. Morning Dave, the company I work for moved into a brand new building. Within less than a week, I dropped an entire bottle of red wine on the stairs. It hit the carpet and exploded. The carpet and walls were soaked in red wine.
Oh, no.
They had to repaint. It was that
bad. Oh, my God.
Says Lou. Morning, Dave. When I was 17, I was in the first week of my first ever full-time proper job. I bought a Kit Kat, but I was saddened to learn it had been kept in the fridge. So I popped it in the office microwave for 10 seconds. But back then, Kit Kats were covered in tin foil.
Yes. The sparks.
The microwave exploded. First week, first job. Wow. Steph from Maidstone. Keep them coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave, I used to be a valet in my younger days. On one rainy afternoon, I was moving a brand new Lotus when my foot slipped off the clutch and I drove said Lotus through a wall. The car was written off. Oof. And then Lee from Surrey concludes the sweetest way. Oops. How cute. Glenn, I'm going to bring you in for this one because you've worked in a lot of weird and wonderful places over your life. So you must have caused some damage.
Yeah, I have eradicated a room. An entire room.
What?
It's the first radio station I worked at. We you know those sort of and finally stories you sort of get in the news. But basically, this story came in and it was something like it's National Curry Week or something like that. And this Indian restaurant offered to send us some curry. And so they did. And I thought, well, this is great. And they sent us it in those sort of like tiffin tins, you know, they're sort of stacked up.
Yeah,
I, at the time, I didn't realise how tiffin tins worked. I thought it was just one really ungenerous portion of curry at the top. And then just a really tall hot plate. So I just took what I thought were the hot plates and just left them in a meeting room because I was like, oh, it feels like a bit silly to sort of get rid of them. And I left three portions of chicken madras in those tiffin tins for 8 months.
Wow.
That made the room smell so bad because no one ever went in these rooms. And then they realised what the smell was and where it was coming from, but they stopped using it as a meeting room.
8 months. Wow. Okay, there we go. Wow. That's the kind of thing we're after.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Win with Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yes, Bad Boys Ride or Die, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, is out in cinemas now. And to celebrate the big screen event of the summer, we're giving you a chance to win £1,500 as you turn the tables to play detective and work out which member of the breakfast team has been a very bad boy. Matt, how does it work?
Myself, Anna and Glenn will reveal a minor indiscretion from our past, a little misdemeanour, or will we? Two members of the Breakfast Show team have been framed and only one of us will be telling the truth about our murky past.
If you so can murky.
Correctly work out who's telling the truth, you will win £1,500.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are on the run and to celebrate, we've got your final chance right now to win £1,500 as we play Who's Been a Bad Boy? Matt, Anna and Glenn will reveal an indiscretion from their past. They're murky, murky, dark, dark past. Or will they? Because two members of the team have been framed and only one will be telling the truth. Correctly identify who that is, win the money. And playing first of all, we have Paul in Doncaster, who loves a bit of 70s and 80s. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome morning. Along Hello. To the show. So, Paul, you're about to hear three tales. You need to tell us who is speaking a truth. Matt, let's begin with you.
Well, I was once given a dirty look by a former leader of the House of Commons, William Hague, for wearing shorts in one of your fancy private members' clubs. He took me to for a drink once, Dave. He glared at me. William Hague.
Anna Geary.
So, do you remember when you used to have to pay 20p to use toilets at train stations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to climb over the barriers.
You jumped the barrier, didn't you?
Even if it was like rush hour, like this, it was just straight over.
I'd just go for it, you know.
No messing.
I'm a bad girl.
You are such a bad girl.
Not me.
Yes. And finally, Glenn.
I got asked to leave my first ever work experience placement because I jokingly called my line manager a bozo and he said that's one of the worst things you can call someone.
Oh, yeah. Bozo.
And there the story ends. Okay, so Paul, you're playing for £1,500. Who's telling the truth, Matt, Anna or Glenn?
I think that would be Anna, probably.
You think Anna is telling the truth? Anna, are you?
I'm so sorry. No.
It is a lie.
I have never
sorry,
scaled
Paul.
Over those barriers.
No. How could you suggest Anna would do such a thing, Paul? Okay, we move to line two, which is Marie in Dartford, who loves the main station. Good morning, Marie.
Hello.
Hello. So, we know that Anna was lying, which means Matt or Glenn. Who's telling the truth?
Oh.
Which one of the boys, Matt or Glenn?
I don't think he'd be allowed to wear shorts, would he?
Well, I can't help you, Marie. Just say Matt or Glenn.
Let's go to work experience.
You're saying that Glenn is telling the truth.
Yeah.
Glenn?
I'm afraid I'm not telling the truth.
Not telling the truth, Marie. I'm so sorry, which means Ian, who likes the main station and classic rock. Ian, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am there. Yes, yes, yes. Ian, hello, everyone.
All you've got to do is just say the word Matt and you can have £1,500. Do it for us, Ian.
Matt?
Yes! Really, easiest money you've ever
going to
win in your life.
Easiest money.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
What would you have said?
That's a good point. You heard all the stories. Did you think Matt was telling the truth all along?
No, to be honest, I thought it was Anagiri.
You thought it was Anagiri as well. Okay.
Well, we were going to take the money back, I'm afraid.
Ian, congratulations. You've won the money. Congratulations, Matt, on knowing that there's four letters in your name. You've really impressed me with that there. Well done. That was all thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die, the big screen event of the summer. It's out in cinemas right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where about 10 minutes ago, Matt Dyson promised us all the latest on Gary Neville talking about potatoes. Yes, yeah. It's time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Now, before we begin, can I just say I'm a huge fan of Gary Neville's.
Yes.
I think that what he's done for the world of punditry is quite revolutionary.
Yeah,
I
he's
think
a great pundit.
He's a great pundit.
He's a great dragon as well now,
he's a
course.
Good dragon, and I always am informed what he has to say about the world of football, and I think him and Jamie Carragher make a great duo.
Yeah.
However, there are certain things he goes too far.
Yeah, he's obsessed with spuds. he went viral a couple of years ago on a podcast for this rant about potatoes. Here it is.
The only potato I like is chips, fries. I don't like, you know, mashed potato, jacket potato, boiled potato, dauphinoise potato, parmesan potato, all these things that you with potatoes. Just cut them, fry them, stop putting truffle and oregano on them.
Okay, so he's obsessed with chips in particular.
Yeah.
And on this latest clip that's gone viral, it's from the Overlap podcast, which they film now. So he sat there with Ian Wright, Wayne Rooney and Roy Keane. Roy Keane doesn't join in with any of this chat, quite interestingly, but Neville starts talking about what he used to have for tea as a child. And he's sort of just exacerbating northern stereotypes. Here he is.
We had tea at 4:30 when we got home from school, and then we'd literally have chippy supper.
So what do you have for your supper?
Yeah. Chips and gravy, chips and curry.
Supper?
Yeah. Every day.
7:30, yeah.
Oh, 7:00.
What, didn't you have no pie or fish and chips or something?
No.
Oh, right.
If we were having a fish tea, we would, but literally on a Saturday, I'd have pasty and chips every Saturday lunchtime. But five times a week, our thing was get home from school, have tea.
You know what? It's the dietitians in the professional game of sport right now going, oh, my goodness,
imagine that. Chips and gravy at 7:30 every
considered
night.
One of the greatest right-backs in Premier League history. Yeah. And that is the diet of champions.
It's amazing that he did so well, isn't it? I'll share it on the socials so you can watch it and talk about it later while I save you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And this is your lot. Yes, it is time once again to bid you a fond farewell and to thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show. Of course, the brand new edition of the podcast will be made available real soon. Podcast naming bell's been rung quite a few times this morning, Matt. Is crunkling a word? Kids and grown-ups love it, so how on earth did you not know? Rob's never taken his dress off. Teabagging Grazia magazine's walls. The eight-month madras. See you at the pet shop. Boys, I'm a bad girl, but I've never scaled those barriers.
Wow, what a selection. I like 8 month madras. I like see you at the pet shop, boys. But I think maybe the unfortunate choice of language around Grazia magazine's walls, do you think?
Yes, teabagging Grazia magazine's walls. That's my fault. So I apologise to all of the staff at Grazia magazine. You do fine work. I'm sorry for teabagging your walls. You can see why on our Twitter feed. I'm DaveBerry_tweet. Matt Dyson.
I'm at RealDysonator.
Yeah, it's called X now, by the way, in case you hadn't noticed. Right, Leona Graham's going to be here next. Tea break trivia, you better believe it. And the details you need need to end the week with £250,000 in your bank account. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.